Representatives of 56 member countries of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe met in Prague this week for a conference on anti-Semitism in public discourse, hosted by the Czech Foreign Ministry. The participants called for more decisive steps to combat expressions of hatred and intolerance and stressed the need for better data on anti-Semitic incidents. I talked to Rabbi Andrew Baker, the personal representative of the OSCE chairperson in office on combating anti-Semitism, and asked him what were the main issues discussed at the Prague meeting.
It is a problem, first and foremost, in shaping or misshaping people's views about Jews. In so many societies today, Jewish communities are quite small. What visibility they have usually comes through depictions in the media. So this was certainly a first concern in presenting this for discussion. But we've also seen in the media depictions of the State of Israel activities in the Middle East, events in the Middle East, that themselves have now come to foment a certain anti-Semitism as well.
Do you see that issue bigger in some countries or some parts of Europe or the world for that matter, or do you think that it's a problem everywhere really?
Well, I think it manifests itself differently in different places. In some ways, it is a problem that has emerged in the last decade, particularly in parts of Western Europe, for example, that we might not have expected. In this case, you do have something that folds into and sometimes referred to as a new anti-Semitism, the problems of the Middle East and the State of Israel. This means the State of Israel itself can be demonized, projected in a way that separates it from other nations, that itself becomes a form of anti-Semitism. Or as some of the speakers at this conference pointed out, there may be still traditional deep-rooted anti-Jewish feelings. There may be a taboo still in place in expressing them directly, but if something is presented not as being anti-Jewish but anti-Zionist, then perhaps it has a certain acceptability.
Well, facing anti-Semitism and other forms of xenophobia is a long-term process. Has the conference discussed any recommendations for national governments or other public bodies of what to do to face the problem?
Well, this is certainly what we hope will emerge from it. I mean, this is, to me, what makes the event a particularly important one. It comes under the umbrella of the OSCE. This joins 56 countries, and there have already been, in some years past, a declaration, expression of commitments on the part of these governments, certainly in the area of education, of monitoring, of legislation. What we hope will come out of this is a sharpening of these commitments. There will be recommendations that will be formed from the discussions that took place yesterday. They'll find their way through the OSCE, we hope, toward being pressed on and accepted by the 56 governments. Clearly, education remains a significant issue and concern. More and more governments are taking on some programs. Part of the discussion also went to the significance of Holocaust education. It can play a role, but by no means the role in combating anti-Semitism. Critical has been the obligations of government to identify and monitor and record incidents of anti-Semitism. I think in too many places such events or incidents are ignored, or there's not a process to really collect this data, and so you're left with an incomplete picture.
I was talking there to Rabbi Andrew Baker, the personal representative of the OSCE chairperson in office on combating anti-Semitism.